Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The last remaining head coaching vacancy has been filled. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero both reporting Ravens assistant head coach David Culley is getting a promotion to be the next head coach of the Texans. He was offered a gig last night after his second interview with the team. Culley has earned a reputation as a coach who quickly develops a bond with players and earns their respect. He also has 27 years of NFL coaching experience, spending the last two seasons in Baltimore, and prior to that, 18 seasons working under Chiefs Super Bowl winning head coach Andy Reid, both in Philly and Kansas City. Now, according to Ian and NFL Network's Mike Garofolo, Culley is targeting former Bears and Bucks head coach Lovie Smith for his staff, in addition to longtime NFL quarterback Josh McCown. McCown working with Deshaun Watson this past season, and the two reportedly have a good relationship. Watson, a three-time Pro Bowler, has recently expressed some displeasure with the team's front office. Super Bowl Sunday is going to be here before you know it, and Tampa Bay head coach Bruce Arians is leading the Bucs to just their second ever chance to raise the Lombardi Trophy. And with a win, Arians would become the oldest head coach to win his first Super Bowl at the age of 68. That led to this question on local Tampa radio.
You've won a Super Bowl as an assistant with the Steelers, and now you're there for the first time as a head coach trying to win this thing. If you guys pull it off, are you thinking to yourself, okay, I might think about stepping aside? Have you talked about maybe winning the Super Bowl and riding off into the sunset possibly?
Hell no. I'm going for two.
We love it, Coach.
Oh, man. I think you just made a lot of Buccaneer fans pretty happy with that one, Coach.
Well, there is speculation about whether Saints quarterback Drew Brees played his final game in a divisional round loss to Arians Bucks. New Orleans general manager Mickey Loomis was asked to shed a bit of light on Brees' future with the franchise.
I don't think it's a lot different than last year, and that, you know, we'll wait for him. But look, we've got a lot of other planning to do. Look, there's more unknowns right now than there are knowns, in the sense that we don't yet know what the cap's going to be next year. Even a narrow range we don't have yet. So we've got a lot of planning to do. We haven't completed our evaluations, our roster evaluations from last season. So at this point in time, there's more unknowns than there are knowns.
Jim Trotter and Steve Wyche interviewing new Jets head coach Robert Saleh on the Huddle and Flow podcast. Saleh, well known for his defensive acumen, was asked about the third overall pick in the 2018 draft. Quarterback Sam Darnold and the prospects of those two working together in the Big Apple.
So just from a mobility standpoint, you know, to be able to create off schedule the way he does, he'd probably be one of the better ones that the system's ever had. You see Aaron Rodgers, you see who's having a renaissance, Matt Ryan's best years, even Jimmy at San Francisco, Jared Goff, Tannehill. They fit into a mold, but Sam's got the ability to create off schedule. Again, his arm talent on the run is up there with the best of them. And so he's got a tremendous talent to him, and he would definitely fit because of his ability to process information and get the ball in and out of his hands in a timely manner, and that at the velocity and the accuracy at which he's able to do it.
Tuesday, the Washington football team made NFL history when they promoted Jennifer King to assistant running backs coach. Wednesday, she shared her inspiring story with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America.
If somebody doesn't have somebody in the field that they're pursuing that looks like them, what's your advice to them?
Yeah, I think it's just having that personal mantra of really trying to be so good that you can't be denied and just keep going. You know, there'll be hardships for you. There'll be struggles and difficulties. But if it's something that you really want, you have to find a way to get it done and not take no for an answer.
And be sure to catch Good Morning Football as Kay and the guys are joined by Lions wide receiver Kenny Golladay as he talks about playing with Matthew Stafford, what he thinks of the Lions hiring Dan Campbell, and what his own future holds as he's set to hit free agency. That's today from 7 to 10 Eastern. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Silva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.